A good start essential for the Eagles today. They've been outscored collectively 39-3 at halftime of the three losses in the first quarter of the season. So Chip Kelly and Sam Bradford want to get this offense going early in the game. The good news for the Eagles is that left tackle Jason Peters is starting. Right tackle Lane Johnson is starting. Both of those players battling injuries from the Washington game. But right now, they are good to go for the Eagles up front. And the Eagles want to get the passing game going. They struck some gold last week with four passing plays of 30-plus yards against Washington. Could they go deep early in this game against New Orleans? It's something to watch. Obviously, the Eagles also want to get the ground game established with DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews. So moving the chains, staying on the field, getting the offense into a rhythm early is essential for Bradford and for Chip Kelly. Now, on the defensive side, the Eagles have a matchup that they want to take advantage of. New Orleans without its starting left tackle, Teron Armstead. Rookie Andrus Pete gets his first start. So Brandon Graham lines up over him. Pete had some trouble in the preseason with quick outside moves, essential for Graham to win that battle. The Eagles want to pressure quarterback Drew Brees. He's a quick thrower. He gets the ball out accurately. He's very smart, very decisive. His average throw this year, just 6.6 yards in the air. So it's a short passing game that's coming to the Eagles' defense today. The Eagles have been outstanding against the run for much of the season. Today, the key: cover tightly at the line of scrimmage, tackle well, limit the Saints' yards after the catch. And, oh, by the way, maybe Darren Sproles has a chance for a big play on special teams against his former team. The Saints will be watching him closely. Will they kick the football to Darren Sproles in the punt game?